Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Behold the Lamb of God. of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away my sin. Behold the Lamb of God, who makes new life again. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away my sin. Behold the
my King would die for me. amazing love. I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you, amazing love. Amazing love, how can it be? To my King would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Praise the Lord. Y'all can go to Luke 18.
Jesus is a God of endless hope. And the way that we approach him is always, always in humility. So I was looking at this chapter in 18, verse in the book of Luke, and I'm just going to start at the top. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, the struggles that I've had have not been with people around me so much as with gross defects in my outlook and character, which is sin, which dwells in our members, which we spoke of. And in looking at this, this lady had a problem with somebody. And the judge wasn't really giving her any relief. And the judge, who was not good, says he didn't fear God, didn't regard man. He wasn't good. He wasn't upright. He was just what he was. But he came around and said, man, this lady is wearing me out, so I'm going to take care of her, basically to make her go away. And then the Lord Christ, he draws a comparison. In verse 7, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And the speedy avenging that I see in this is against the things that I or we struggle with in our own lives. So we may, or you will, in your Christian walk, you're going to come up against things that you can't fix. You can't fix because the main changes, the changes that we need, aren't so much the things that we start and stop. It's the ability to relate to the Lord in faith. It's that childlike trust. It's faith. And he brings that out on the back end of this. Never, in verse 8, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? The things that please God is a humble and contrite heart coming to him in faith. And he gives us the faith, right? Right? Let's carry it on down. There's a series of three parables in this, in 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Oh, man, that right there, you know that's not good. He's praying with himself. There's nothing in here that indicates that God's pleased with what this guy's praying. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. See all the I there? He's very self-focused. He is not reaching out in humility. He's not reaching out in faith. And the Lord's testimony is he's praying to himself, or at least by himself. And the publican, standing afar off, he didn't even approach unto the altar. He was so brokenhearted over his own sin. He stands afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. A humble and contrite heart and the Lord's faith working in us, that's acceptable to the Lord. And this publican, he got it. I mean, I don't know what his views were on anything else. It's not stated. But he got to the root of the matter. He knew he was a sinner approaching a righteous, holy God, and there was no answer within himself to that. The Pharisee had fallen into the trap that waits for all of us. Do this. Don't do that. Do better. It's not going to get it. And the third parable behind it in verse 15. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Childlike faith, humility, not offering anything of ourselves to the Lord. We come to the Lord knowing that we're broken, that we can't fix ourselves. But if the unjust judge, for all the wrong reasons, was willing to avenge this lady of her adversary, the Lord is more than willing to avenge us speedily of the things that trouble us, the things that we hold on to. And it's sin. We're not justified in seeing things that way. But Christ is a God of all mercy. He has boundless patience with us, and we can rely on that. Amen.
Redeemer lives. And you're talking about the unjust judge and the woman constantly going to her, and how much more than God would, so much more. How much more? What I said. How much more? Boundless. I mean, he is a loving father. A loving father. And it kind of reminds me of that phrase, you know, you being evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more than your heavenly Father, which is perfect, give good things unto you. And one of the things that you were talking about was the struggle that you have. Not so much with outside adversity, but just the adversity of that old man and the things that hold you back from going forward in the Lord. Now, the thing about that is that the Lord does avenge those things, and He gives you the way out and the freedom from that old man and that garbage that held you back. And He does that through the gospel, the power of the gospel. That's how He does it. And He does that through His line of authority, and that line of authority comes, and your brothers and sisters and lords comes, and they tell you of those things that which you can get shed of that old man. He gives you His word, He gives you His spirit, He gives you everything you need to break free from that old man. Everything you need to break free. But the thing about it is, do you step out in faith and believe Him for it and go forward in it? Get a lot of amens to that point right there. To that point right there. Because that right there, He's given us the way out, folks. He's given us that freedom. And a lot of times, we just don't receive it. A lot of times, we just don't receive it. And there it is, right there for you to take heed to, get free from, and go forward in serving Him. I say we don't receive it. A lot of times people don't receive it. I don't know. I've received great things from the Lord, and there's been a growth, and I'm excited about growth that is to come. And I've seen growth in others, and it's been a praise the Lord, but I'm excited about growth to come. But do you trust Him and believe Him? One of the things that I was looking at, it was an interesting thing. We were over at Cat's house, and we prayed for Cat and over the house and these kinds of things. And one of the things that I told Cat was, I told Cat, I said, now you believe this prayer. You believe this prayer, and anything that comes against that prayer, you cast out. You cast out with a vehement prejudice. You cast it out. And don't take heed to that bout, that unbelief by any chance. Don't take heed to it at all. Now, a lot of times, I want to go to Galatians, and I'm going to start reading Galatians 3. I don't need that anymore. I see time and time again the things that actually hinder people, and hinder people right here in this ministry, in this body. Down here is they get hung up on themselves, their own works, how they are, their old man. They get hung up on these things. and they get hung and their focus is on them or how screwed up they are or their what they have done or what they have not done. And it really is a hindering thing. Because where's the Lord in all that? All that is the I. And where's the Lord in that? That man that, look, it is by grace that you are saved. It is by him that anything ever went right. It is not by our works or our doing or any of those things. It is not. And a lot of times we get hung up on some of the most ridiculous things. Most ridiculous things. Well, it was interesting. You were talking about that. You were in Matthew 18. You were talking about that man. Look, at least I'm not as other man, extortioner. How many times do you in your heart sit there and justify yourself against another? Against another in that same manner. You might not say it. You might not voice it. But how many times do you justify yourself in that same manner? At least I didn't do this. At least I'm not like that. At least I'm not. It doesn't matter. You are no different. You are absolutely no different than anybody else out there. We all fall short of the glory. We are all sinners. There was only one that came into this world that was not a sinner, and that was Jesus Christ, the righteous. I'm going to read chapter 3. And in chapter 3 of Galatians, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, it's not like we take the Jewish law and try to sit there and apply it in our daily life. We haven't been brought that way up. It's not something we've done. It's not in us. But how many times do we, by the list of the do's and the don'ts and the this person's that way or this person's this way and all these things, and it's not something that you would do and you perceive as evil and all these things, and you sit there and justify yourself against your own carnal mind, against your own carnal rules that you vainly believe. Now, I know I'm talking about a pretty serious issue, I suppose, and something that is really not, I guess, talked about that often, but it's the truth. And as I see people that get hung up on what they do and don't do, I see them getting hung up on what they can do of their works, what they have done, what they have not done, and their sense in a service, even a service to the Lord, so called. And I remember going back to the minister's meeting with Scotty Stevens coming up and how he was talking about how he was awestruck and that his service to God that he was doing there was in vain. It was vanity. And he was awestruck of the grace of God. Of the grace of God manifest. He was absolutely awestruck at that. I mean, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you heard it, you believed. You believed it. And the sense is that He died on the cross for your sins, personally. And he covered all that. Those things that have been hanging on your shoulders, those things that have been a burden to you, all those things that you cannot do anything about. You cannot take those things that happen and put them out of the way. You could do nothing about. Absolutely ashamed and beaten down. Looked upon it, on it as just a mess. I remember going down. I could not lift up my eyes. I could not lift up. God, it reminds me of 18, but I could not lift up my eyes and look at somebody else in the eye. I'd keep my head down because I was so ashamed of the things that were piled up against me. That were piled up against me that I could not lift up my eyes. And that weighted me down. And the only way out I sought to even try to feel remotely somewhat better was through drugs and alcohol. I mean, that was my thing to try to just feel better to even move on. And it just created a bigger hole and a bigger hole and a bigger hole. And it was something that I couldn't get the psychiatrist. They could not do anything about that. Try to give me medicine to make me happier. Were those things still there? Yes, those things were still there. Those things were still counted against me. But when I heard the gospel and somebody saying that Jesus Christ, who is perfectly innocent, took all that on the cross and paid for it. He took the sin of the whole world, past, present, and future, mine included, and He took it on the cross. And He took it out of the way. I filled with joy. That relief came over me. That burden rolled away. That burden rolled away. And I was free, and I was forgiven. And I could lift up my head and look at somebody else in the eyes again because I was not ashamed. I was not ashamed because of what He has done for me. And I knew it. Did I do that? Did I receive that by doing something? No. I heard it. I believed it. And I received it. So in that verse, in chapter 3, verse 3, are you so foolish having begun in the Spirit? This is how the Galatians started out. They started out in the Spirit. They started out right. They heard the good news. They received the good news. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Now all of a sudden, do you think your flesh is going to be perfect after this? Now are you trying to dress this old thing up to be somewhat perfect? Man, no. Now it's you trying to do something, not Christ in you doing it. See, when Christ in you that does it, He gets the glory, and you recognize that you can do nothing without Him. Nothing at all. It was by grace that you are saved. It is by grace that you can continue on. Praise God. That's a burden in itself lifted off, isn't it? I mean, because all of a sudden, if I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and then all of a sudden I had to become perfect, oh man, hang it up. In fact, the testimony of time and time again in my life is I screwed up. I repented and the Lord did a marvelous thing. But there's also testimonies where I went out, I believed God and the Lord did a marvelous thing. It still doesn't matter who did it. He did. He gets the glory. It's Him that can work that in us. Not in ourselves, in our own power and our own strength. We got to hang that up, folks. We got to get shed of that. We got to get shed of it. Because it's never been by your goodness or what you have done, or accomplished, or by your strength that accomplished anything of any good. It's never been that way. Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? Hear therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you. Doeth he by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? By the hearing of faith. One that works miracles does it by His Spirit. Not by the works of the law. Not by their own strength. None of those things. Even as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. By faith, by grace are you saved. And the deliverance that we have is a deliverance that is an awesome deliverance. And we are free to go forward and serve Him and to be a part of Him. Now, what did Abraham do when he was given the commandment to go offer up Isaac, as it is stated in Hebrews, that God, the promise was through Isaac, and that he would have to, what, raise him from the dead? Raise him from the dead. And he went and he believed God. He heard God and he believed God. How do you go forward? You hear God, you believe Him, and you go forward to serve Him. And it's so many times. How many times do you go and hear the word of the Lord? And or that correction from your disciples or whatever the case may be. And you reject. And you reject, and you reject, and you justify that you're not that way. You justify why you can't go forward. You justify yourself in an absolute unbelief of not going forward in Him. And you sit back and you think you're okay in that justification, but you're not. Or you go in presumption thinking that you are a part of His plan, but yet you rejected all the things that have been given to you to do. And you won't go and believe Him. You won't trust Him. You won't go forward in Him and that which is given to you because of unbelief. The ones that took the promised land went forward because they believed God and His Word. The ones that didn't go forward and enter into the promised land, they died because of unbelief. Now, right here before us this day, right now, is opportunity to go forward in belief and go take on the promise of God and be a part of His army. To the furtherance of what? The gospel. So those that would hear could hear and receive the same salvation. The same freedom. The same gospel. I mean, to me, that is a great joy for us to really go forward in. But as I was kind of going back, and I want to kind of go back to that prayer that I said with Kat, and Hope and I and Kat were praying and prayed for Kat and prayed over the house and things. One of the things is I said, now you believe God. I told her to do a couple of things. But it's not the things that she does that's going to be the thing that answers that prayer. Or it's answered, you believe it. But it's not going to be those things that answers the prayer. No. It's not going to be what she did that answers the prayer. No, it's going to be because the Lord is good. Because of what He did that the prayer is answered. Because what He's able to do that the prayer is answered. Because He gave the church what? The power. And she's going to go forward in it because she believes who? Him for it. Do you understand? Do you understand? Not of anything that she has done. Because of what He has done. And what He's able to do. And because of the power that He's given unto who? The church. Now, folks, let's cast off all that garbage that holds us back. Let's cast off that old man. Let's cast off that list of do's and don'ts that's vainly in our head. Let's cast off that high-mindedness, thinking that we're better than somebody else because we don't do what they've done or you haven't done what they've done. Let's cast that all off. Recognize that we are all sinners, but the promise of God is sure and true, and we can believe Him. And when that direction and that advice, you go out believing God for it and trusting Him. Don't return to the old ways that you've done things and about how you try to solve things and about trying to base on your righteousness or salvation on anything other than Jesus Christ. Because it ain't going to hold up. When you get to the core of these things and get honest with them and get shed of the stuff that is in thine heart. Let that light shine in thy heart so you can turn away from those things that hold you back. And believe Him for it. Obey Him. Recognize it's not about you. It's not about your service. It's not about what you've done. It's not about what you can do. It's not about how messed up you are or how bad you screwed up. No, it's all about Him and what He's done. It's always been about Him. Get your eyes off yourself. Get them on Him. And wanting to go and serve Him. And minister the gospel unto others. The only way we're going to be able to minister the gospel unto others is if we what? Live by the gospel ourselves. And if we live by the gospel, our eyes are off us and onto Him, because we know when we look at us, we're like, we're doomed. But when we look at Him, we say there's hope, and we can live by that. And then when your focus is on Him, when you go forward, you're going to see the opportunity to minister, guess what? The gospel unto others. And see, this living by the gospel is absolutely going back to Him time and time and over and over and over again. When you screw up, and you got it time and time again, Lord, I screwed up again. Lord, I please have mercy upon me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. And He washes you off. He cleans you up, and you go and you stand up and you go kick butt. Because there's a war going on for Adam's seed out there. And you go minister that love of Christ to others that's been given unto you. That verse where He says, He therefore that ministereth you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. No, by the hearing of faith. He ministers unto you by the Lord's Spirit. He ministers to you by the Lord's love. He ministers to you by His grace. Not a dang thing of you is in there, is it? We need to get shed of all that. All right? And let's go forward. Let's take heed to Him. When that direction, when those suggestions come from your disciples, take it as the Word of God. Believe it. Obey it. And trust Him in it. It ain't about that person. It's about Jesus Christ and His way and how He set it up. It's funny, I was also reading in Corinthians a little bit more this morning where he's talking about some of you, there's not divisions among you. Some say I'm of Paul, some of them I'm of Apollos. But what does he talk about? Who gives the increase? God gives the increase. God gives the increase. And He gave the church some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. These are the gifts. These are the gifts that He given to the church, to us, so we can grow thereby. All you need to do is listen, trust, and obey. Listen, trust, and obey. It's very simple. Very simple. You're talking about that childlike faith? And that child does not worry about when it's going to get fed. Not worried about if the light bills are going to be paid. I mean, that thing that doesn't have a worry in the world. It's got clothes on its back. Riley, you don't know. You don't wonder if your lights are going to if the lights are going to be on, do you? You don't wonder if you're going to get fed that day, do you? You're not concerned if you're going to have clothes or not, do you? There might be some clothes you might like that you don't get, but hey, you got clothes in your back, amen? And the much more. And don't reject that advice. That's how the Lord set it up. When you reject that advice, you reject Him. It's all about Him, folks. All about Him. So let's get some traction. Let's start believing Him and obeying Him. We can say we believe Him till we're blue in the face, but until we actually step out and do it, we're not believing Him. We're sitting back and justifying ourselves why we can't step out and do it. I mean, how would that work if Abraham go offer up Isaac? Oh, well, you know, I don't think I'm going to do that, Lord, because, you know, you said the seed was through Isaac, so I don't, nope, not going to do it. How does that work? Doesn't. Would they give in place of Isaac a lamb? It was just a sign of Jesus. He never would have saw that if he didn't go up and go offer up Isaac and did be obedient and believe God. He never would have saw it. That's just like that deliverance that I was talking about in the very beginning. And that struggle you had is not really with any adversary except really your old man. But there's been things given to you to be get shed of that old man. But if you don't go and obey and believe God for it and justify yourself in staying in the old man, how does that work? That doesn't work at all, does it? See, when you step out in that, it's not that you are the one that did it. No, it's going to be the power of the gospel and Jesus Christ, the one that delivered you from it. But it's you that got to step out and believe him for it. Do you get what I'm... Do y'all understand? Well, praise the Lord. So let's get free from these things. Let's get shed of the garbage and all the nonsense that keeps us from going forward in him. Amen? The Lord's good. How much more your heavenly Father, which is perfect, give good things unto his children. How much more? In him is light and there's no darkness at all. You can trust him. He's well able. This is the guy that spoke things into existence. I should say the God that spoke things into existence and the God that laid down his life so that you can have it. I think it's a good idea we trust him, amen? And believe him, amen? Let's go forward.
listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.